Hey, hey, hey! What's up, everybody? And welcome to another edition of the Rogue Gallery. This is Bobby Rogue. And yes, Internet, I know I'm God's little gift to you. Don't get that twisted. And they don't call him the best co-host on Internet radio for nothing. Hey, Carlos, how about saying a shout-out to the Internet world out there?
What's going on, Internet? What's going on, Bobby? Welcome back to the Rogue Gallery.
Thank you very much. I hear you're battling a little DC sickness out there, getting tons of snow, I hear.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got sick. I got the flu, it put me on my butt, man. It was crazy. I haven't been that sick in a long time. And then in the middle of me being sick, we got a huge snowstorm over here in DC, and it was absolutely crazy. Now, I grew up in Indiana, and I know snow. Don't get me wrong, but I ain't never seen snow like this. This was crazy.
That is crazy. Well, you know, I just want to talk about, you know, some general stuff, you know, for the next, you know, 2, 3, maybe 5 minutes. First off, I want to talk about Macworld. I had a chance to attend Macworld in San Francisco last week. It was a pretty cool convention to go to. Obviously, you know, one of the big things that they were talking about, they actually didn't show them out there, but it's that 9.75-inch, what the hell are they calling it? iPad?
The iPad, yeah.
So that's going to be pretty cool. I just have a message for Apple since we're talking about stuff. Apple, can you please integrate Flash into your products, please? What are you thinking?
Well, isn't that a big boxing match right now between Steve Jobs and the president of Adobe? They're going back and forth about Flash.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Jobs is an egomaniac, and he's claiming Flash is dead. Somebody needs to give him a wake-up call.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, so... But I mean, I guess that's how you can spin something or sell your product. But everybody wants to see Flash. People's websites are Flash. I mean, you know, macromedia.com is not there for nothing.
You know, what's funny is the Adobe CEO shot back like right after Steve Jobs said something about Flash when they released the iPad. And he's like, the top 19 of 20 smartphones have Flash capabilities. And the only one that didn't have it was the iPhone.
Yeah, exactly. And all those other phones that have Flash capabilities are all like $19.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're spending close to $300 on an iPhone.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the deal is with that whole thing.
That's going to be crazy. Yeah, I mean, the other thing that the iPad doesn't come with is a camera, and you would think it'd be the perfect, you know, especially with Skype now, would be one of the perfect ways for people to communicate. But no, you know, I got to give it to Apple. You know, they're great at, you know, hyping products. But it's going to be the biggest bust ever, or the biggest thing to hit, you know, the tech market in a long time. So,
well, think about it. So even the iPhone, the first generation iPhone didn't have a video, right? Didn't have the video camera on it. You know, nope. That was the second or the third generation, whatever.
They
ended up putting that out in a different version of the iPhone, right? So they're going to end up doing the same thing on the iPad. This is going to be the first generation iPad. It's only going to have the 3G and it's going to have the wireless, right? And then the next generation will have something a little bit different. They'll probably include a webcam or whatever. But that's how they do it. You know, that's how they get you to keep buying their stuff, right?
Yep. And I guess a little applause for Steve Jobs, because yes, I will be the first idiot to stand in line on the day the iPad gets released, and I will charge it on my credit card.
Dude, just telling you, you got to wait for the 3G version to come out. Don't get the one that was just with just the wireless.
I hear you, man. I hear you. All right, let's talk about something else that's coming to San Francisco in few short weeks, in about a month. Oh no, actually April 2nd, April 3rd, April 4th. It's going to be the first con of 2010 in the con universe. It's called dun dun dun, dun. Jesus Christ, I don't know what it's called.
Comic-Con?
Not Comic-Con. It's called WonderCon.
Oh, WonderCon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
WonderCon is first. Lowdown Radio will be there. We will be visiting. We will be giving you up-to-the-minute updates on what's going down. Last year, I got a chance to go. Got to see the cast of the Terminator film. Got to see the cast of the Star Trek film. Got to see all kinds of cool stuff. So we will be there again. We will be reporting live, and we will be reporting on the cool shows and movies of 2010.
Dude, what are you going to get dressed up as? You got to go as a character, dude. Come on.
Well, let's see. For Halloween, I was Roddy Piper. And I did try to get somebody to make me a Battlestar Galactica costume, and I called the official Battlestar Galactica makers, but they tried to charge me $1,000 for the costume. So I don't know. I'm going to have to think of something cool. But if you've never been to a con, go ahead and visit. It's an experience. It's very cheap. It's like $12 to $15 a day. You get to see, yeah, you get to see all the stars. And man, I mean, so many cast members come to their promoter shows. Heroes cast has been there. You know, Anne Hathaway has gone. You know, all the major stars. You know, Siler, the Heroes cast, everybody goes. It's just such an experience. So I recommend to anybody, if there's a con in your area, go there. Carlos, I think the closest con to you would be like the New York one.
So, yeah, you know what? And
those are always fun to be at.
I'm a geek, man, but I have never been to a con before. So, yeah, oh, I don't know.
I
think it'd be cool. I've always been interested in going to one of the Star Wars conventions, and I've really always wanted to go to BlizzCon, which is the me being a big computer game geek, you know, Blizzard is a huge software company, and they throw BlizzCon in the summertime down in Anaheim. They always do it in Anaheim.
That's pretty cool. Well, if you're a big Star Wars fan, there is a legion of stormtroopers. I think they're called the 501st.
Yeah, 501st, yeah.
And they march down WonderCon, and it is nuts. It is nuts. And then, you know, I've taken pictures with Chewbacca, people like that. Pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And lastly, I want to comment on something that I recently purchased. It's a piece of technology that I recommend to everybody. It's affordable now, and so are the movies. Go ahead and get yourself a Blu-ray DVD. It is the Cat's Meow.
Yeah, dude. Blu-rays are awesome.
I got my first Blu-ray DVD for $19.99. It's Couples Retreat. You can buy it at Target. And something that I made a mistake on is that on the sticker of Couples Retreat, you actually get an additional $14. So you can get away with buying a DVD, Blu-ray DVD for, you know, $15. So go ahead and do that. That's all we got for, you know, for the Rogue Gallery. I just wanted to check in and say, hey, Internet, what's going on? Any last words from the East Coast Connection, Carlos?
No, man, I'm just excited about the snow finally melting, and hopefully spring will come sooner than we expect. And, you know, maybe I can get out to California sometime soon and enjoy some of the nice Cali weather.
Nice, nice. And with that, I'll end it with my famous taglines. Oh, Mac Daddy, somebody stole my caddy. Thank you for listening, and this episode of The Gallery.